All right, it's a Tech Tuesday. That's what it is. Bridget Carey from CNET is on the line with us. Bridget, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty well, I'd say. Because who doesn't like getting back after a three-day weekend? Well, what about you? For me, it was a three-day weekend.
It was. Oh, no, it wasn't.
No,
what am I saying?
Two-day.
I'm on vacation every day in my head.
How about that?
You know, but someday when robots replace us all, we could just be talking to a robot instead of you.
You know, I wouldn't, you know, put it past me. At least, I just want to program the robot voice, at least. You know, if you're going to take my job, at least, you know, let it sound like me. There's a story that just came out about how in Japan, they're really into robots, as you know. And for a couple of years now, they have this hotel that was pretty much run by robots. And fast forward to today, they're firing pretty much half of all the robots for being too annoying and not helpful. They have robots at the check-in counter, like these animatronic dinosaurs that greet you, but they can't answer basic questions. Every room has a little, I guess you would say it looks like a pod, like a robot that doesn't move, has an animated, like, eyes for its face. It was to talk to it to say, turn on the TV and whatever you need. But if people were snoring in bed, it would start going, I'm sorry, I can't hear that. What did you say?
Oh, wow.
So start waking people up. So sometimes, you know, we're kind of in this phase of robotics where they're not exactly as helpful when it comes to understanding how, you know, how we talk and the questions we have. You know,
but Bridget, don't you kind of give them credit for realizing that they've kind of jumped in too deep on something like this? I give them credit for going, yeah, we tried this. It isn't working. We got to go back to the old way.
Yeah, I do. I went online to see a video of how it looks. It's definitely a touristy kind of thing because you want to be able to say, I went into a hotel with a bunch of robots. But, yeah, they have, like, as you're walking down the hallway, there's a bunch of Roombas cleaning the floors, you know, trying to dodge them and everything. But I think this could change in, you know, 5 years or so when voice recognition gets a little more smooth. You're seeing lots of jumps in how well you can have instant translation of things. But, of course, it takes humans to program all that.
Have you been to Logan Airport any time in the last year or two?
No, what do they have over there?
They've got this system by which they have these touch screens. They have a huge food court. But there's no people there running the food court. It's all touch screens. So at every station, you push different buttons to make your order go, and it takes forever. Like, you would think, oh, this will make the system faster and better and quicker. No, it's just lines and lines of people who don't know how to operate the system, and once they do operate it, it doesn't work properly. It's a nightmare.
You know, I always have an open mind, like at the McDonald's in my neighborhood. Okay, so they have more of these, like, order-yourself kiosks. But then I might have to touch it three times for it to, like, wake up and do what I want it to do. And I just tell the person. So sometimes I still stand in line because, you know, if it doesn't work for me, I give it a chance. If it doesn't work, then I'm down with the system and go humans.
And you're somebody who lives and breathes this stuff. Think about the average person who doesn't really have much knowledge of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's cute at first and then annoying very quickly.
At least we will not be replaced. I shall not be replaced. We don't have a lot of time here, but this is another reason that I'm very happy I'm married. There are a lot of people out there on dating sites, and, you know, okay, maybe we've all looked and creeped on Facebook to look at our old boyfriends or girlfriends to see what they look like and what their kids look like, but here's a little creepster that feature you did on CNET.
Yeah, so on our homepage today, my colleague Alfred had this whole big story about how sometimes people are using dating sites to torment their exes by making fake profiles up. So say someone will make a fake Wendy up, and they'll say things like that they're interested. Here's my phone number. Here's my address. And you know what really turns me on? Surprises. Like, don't tell me you're coming. Just surprise me at home. And so there are these stories he pulled up of people who say that you know, strangers are coming to their house, being aggressive, wanting relationships and one-night stands and stuff, and they go to the cops. Cops don't do much. They can't do it. They go, what are we going to do about it? So then you change your phone number, but then you know, they still have an address out there. So it's almost like this nightmare that it's not much you can do about it. This one site, Grindr, they got sued. Like one person said, listen, I've been asking you 50 times to take the fake profiles off, and you're not doing it. Well, and they were visited by 1,000 strangers.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Well, what did the judge do? They agreed with Grindr. They said it's not Grindr's problem. So I feel like there needs to be something done. I understand the website itself didn't make the fake profile, but as a consumer, you want to at least be able to say, hey, business, don't you have a responsibility to answer my claim if something is wrong? They go, well, we don't know if it's a real profile or not a real profile. And some are good about it. The story also has a few sites that, you know, did try to do what they can to help, but not everyone's at the same level here. So it's one of those consumer beware, sad internet stories, but it's just interesting that this is happening. It's good to be aware of it.
Be careful out there. One night, 1,000 robots came to my house.
What? When did that? You're making that up.
I am. Ah. Be careful out there, seriously, because a lot of people use these dating sites. They are now going to a bar to meet someone, so be very careful out there. Bridget, thank you very much. You can find her at CNET.com, where that feature story is happening as well today. Thanks, Bridget.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening 720 WGN.